Inspired by the power of community, the El Paso Portrait Project is a year-long photographic series of El Paso and its inhabitants in an effort to share a visual story of our city. This project was created by photographer Nicholas Giallinella and includes photographs of people that represent a distinctly El Paso culture. The El Paso Portrait Project will be on view at the International Museum of Art starting August 4th. Today, my guest is photographer Nicholas Giallinella. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, Nick, I was looking through all your stuff because you have this amazing online presence. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is Google you just a little bit. And I noticed that a lot of your photographs, or at least what's out there, doesn't have people in it.
No.
So is this your first, like, go at people?
Yeah, I would say this is probably my first major project that I just dedicated towards photographing people. And I kind of forced myself to do this project as a way to kind of push myself into doing something I'm not comfortable with.
Right.
And also, since I'm also sort of new to El Paso, I thought this would be a great way to kind of introduce myself to the local people.
So you just dove in.
I just dove in, yeah.
So tell us the story of Nick, because you just let me know before we started recording that you've been here for 2 years, but...
Yep.
Before that, or just give it to us.
I'm originally from Michigan, grew up on south of Ann Arbor, got my BFA in photography from Western Michigan University. After about a year after undergrad, I decided I wanted to go to grad school, moved down to Las Cruces, and got my MFA in photography from New Mexico State University.
So was it the call of the desert, or what attracted you?
I think so,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the landscape. It happens to a lot of snow people.
Right. Yeah, I got sick of the cold, and then I think I needed a change.
But you were about to say something about the landscape.
Yeah, I think, like you said earlier about my previous work, I kind of considered myself a landscape photographer. Like you said, the call of the West, or the landscape. Yeah. More importantly, in the West, it's kind of what got me out here.
So I like how people that aren't from here see the city, because you see us for who we are.
Right.
What are your takeaways thus far of El Paso?
So far, I mean, I love the city. And I think what I gathered from this project is just how diverse it can be.
Yeah.
And how friendly all the people are.
Right. Everybody's so nice.
Right.
Did you have anybody just say buzz off, or?
Oh, yeah. That happened a lot. And I'm not really surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm even one of those people who just like, don't take my picture, please.
Yeah, I hear you.
I like being on the other side of the camera. So yeah, there were some days where you kind of strike out and it's a little discouraging, but I kind of forced myself to get back out there and just keep greeting people. I mean, no one was like rude about it. Like,
right, but maybe
understandingly,
you saw a moment.
No, I don't want my picture taken.
You're like, I get it.
Yeah.
So your project is also funded by MCAD's Artist Incubator.
Right.
So you got here new to the community. How did you get wind of that grant?
I knew Rebecca
Munoz.
Yeah. And I think I ran into her at maybe a gallery opening, and she kind of mentioned the grant to me, and I looked it up and just went for it.
It's one of the few grants that just really, if you have a project and you're an artist, you can just kind of focus on that.
Right. Right. It was very, very nice and great support for this project. So very happy that I got that.
So tell us about your project. Where did it take you? Places I want to know. I mean, I feel like you went to a lot of places you don't know, but which place was the most surprising? Or
I think the place that I went back to the most was downtown area.
Yeah.
I think simply because there's so many people out, it's so vibrant, and there's so much going on that I had to go back and back. I mean, you can never get the perfect shot right off the bat, so I kind of forced myself to go back and keep looking for an even better photograph.
Do you think you found him? Are you happy with your project?
I'm happy with what I have. I kind of gave myself a year to complete the project, kind of based off of the MCAD Artist Incubator Award.
Right.
It kind of requires me to have a show within that year. But I feel like I need to keep working on this project, and I really want to. I think there's so much more that I can discover.
So you got addicted.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it.
And your people phobia, I mean, well, not that you're afraid of people, but using people as subjects, how's that going?
I think I've loosened up a little bit, but there's still a little bit of awkwardness there, I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, those things come with practice.
Right, right.
Aside from this project, just because I looked at everything you did one called The Smiths that I thought was just... Mm-hmm. awesome. And right away, I went straight to the band. And okay. It does have melancholy themes, but it's all about gravestones of people mm-hmm. with the last name Smith.
Right.
Where did that come from?
It's a pretty old project, and I was kind of looking towards different ways that people try to leave a trace of themselves behind. And just randomly on a drive home from work, this was back in Michigan, I came across this headstone and all it said was Smith. And I thought, well, how generic of a name, I guess. And like that could be any Smith.
Right.
So searching out, I found more and more of these headstones. So I thought I had to document them and maybe present them to a larger audience to kind of show that people sort of
maybe left their mark, or
yeah, try to leave their mark on the earth before they're gone.
So what do you hope to leave before you're gone? I know it's a morbid question, but
hopefully,
you know,
some interesting photographs.
Is photography your main medium?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now I work for the art department at UTEP, and I guess my official title is coordinator of lab and research. So I kind of manage the sculpture facilities and the fabrication lab. And I also manage the student gallery we call the Glass Gallery. It's on the third floor of Fox Fine Arts. What I like also is being around a group of other people who also enjoy creating artwork. And I like to pass my knowledge off to those students or other colleagues and hope that maybe a part of my talent or my experience will kind of live on with them.
I think it does. I mean, it's such a neat way to make an impression. And it seems like a neat way to stay young, too,
because
you're constantly surrounded by young artists.
Yeah.
So how's your Spanish?
It's terrible. It's non-existent.
Did you find it like interesting, or did you know that you were going to be kind of immersed in a place where we go back and forth in languages?
Yeah, I knew it would happen. And I, you know, towards the end of this project, I even ran out and grabbed like Spanish on tape books because I'm like, I need to start learning Spanish. It'll make this project so much easier. And I think both myself and my subject would get more out of the interaction.
Oh, so how did that go when you were asking people for their photographs?
Because a lot of people did know English, so they helped me out a lot. So. But I felt it would be more comfortable for them if I could speak more Spanish or maybe something they're more familiar with.
How many photographs are in this series?
I think there's around 80 that I have.
Are you going to show all 80?
No. I'm going to show about 18 to 20 photographs for this first show.
Is there one that stands out or one that calls to you the most?
It's hard to say. It's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I mean, they're all your children.
Yeah. And for me, it's not only the image itself. It's kind of the experience I had on that day taking the picture or interacting with the person. So, I mean, each one has its own story to tell, really.
Any fun stories that stand out to you?
About a month ago, I was just wandering around, I think it's like the first ward of downtown area.
Yeah, so
like the
it?
Older neighborhoods, and there's mm-hmm. that fire station there.
Yeah.
And I was just walking by, and there was one of the firefighters were just working on the truck. They had it pulled out all the way into the street. And I was there just snapping some pictures of him. And he said, you know, he's very welcoming. He invited me onto the truck. And he actually took me up into the ladder.
Really?
Up over the buildings. And I thought that was pretty amazing.
That's
just out
cool.
of the blue, he kind of like, hey, let's go up on the ladder. Let's go for a ride.
That's so cool. And you know what? I think that they're notorious for that. Any yeah. fire station you go to, it's like, come on in.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just how we are here.
Yeah, it's extremely friendly. And then he took me inside to meet the rest of the guys, had some coffee. And
so you just like
just kind of hung out for a while, yeah. They gave me a t-shirt and a patch.
Dang.
I felt like a kid again.
Yeah, right. Did you get one of those little plastic red hats that they give to all the kids?
No.
Well, what are your other art goals? I know you have this project that you get to share with us, and it's going to be up for a while, too.
And it'll be up for the month of August, but I hope to show it again and then, of course, continue working on the project and hopefully have some more images to upload to the website. So that'll continue to run as well.
Anything else in the works for you or any other?
Right now, not really. I've been focusing on this. Yeah, I still have to mount some of the photographs and get it ready for the exhibition.
And I have to ask, because, you know, artists are artists. Did you really use the whole year to do this?
No, I wish I had the whole year. It got off to a bit of a late start. But again, I hope to continue it for much longer than a year. So.
Well, that's awesome. I look forward to seeing what story you're telling of El Paso and the people that you bumped into. Nick Giallinella's photo exhibit will be up at the International Museum of Art starting August 4th, and it'll be up for the entire month. So do check it out. And Nick, you have a beautiful Instagram too.
Yes. So that's at EP Portrait Project.
At EP Portrait Project on Instagram. And you can kind of see a neat little catalog, or at least get the vibe that you got. It was really neat to check it out. So I do recommend you check out Nick's Instagram. And I also recommend that you go to the show.
And there'll be a show opening on the 4th.
What time?
1 o'clock to 4 p.m.
So there you have it. You can meet Nick. You can go to the reception. That happens from 1 to 4 o'clock on August 4th, and then it'll be up for the rest of the month. Today, my guest has been photographer Nicholas Giallinella. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks for having me.